Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
I should say, Alleluia, Christ is risen. And then you can say, He is risen indeed, Alleluia. Let's try it again, because we're going to be doing this throughout the service. We got to get this down. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. There we go. And welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky, the pastor here at Peace. It's so good to see families together and so many gathered here in the sanctuary. We pray that Easter is a blessing for you, this brief time really we have here in the sanctuary, but also the other activities that we have here at church with fellowship and the Easter egg hunt. I want to give a special welcome to those of you who are tuning in online. We do have a really large online audience here at Peace over the last couple of years, so thanks for tuning in with us. And then those that are outside in the parking lot listening to us on 103.5, welcome to Easter service here at Peace Lutheran Church. You know, isn't it amazing how things can change so rapidly and quickly? I don't know if you noticed that with your kids growing up, but you take a look at some pictures from a couple years ago, and if you glance at them now, it's like, wow, they've really changed. Next year, I'm expecting our three-year-old to have a mustache. They just grow up so fast. Easter is the ultimate teaching of this, as what we know is that on Good Friday, just 2 days ago, this sanctuary was black. It was dark in here. It was dreary. It was stark. Today is a totally different day. Today is Easter Sunday. We have balloons. We have beautiful flowers. What a wonderful cross we have outside. The landscaping, 2 months ago, you took a look at it. Wow, it doesn't look so great. Look at it now, the bark, the flowers, everything. Things can change so quickly. God wants us to know that's a truth for us. And we're going to celebrate that today in our Easter worship. Your tragedy can change to become your triumph. And that truth is told in the fact that Jesus overcame death. He rose and lives forever. We pray that that's a hope that you can take with you after the 50 minutes that we're in here, just an hour, or whatever it is, and live for the rest of the year with that truth. Just a couple announcements about our worship today. We got some exciting things planned. We have an Easter egg hunt for our children. That's going to take place roughly at about 11:15 a.m. I'll give some guidance more towards the latter half of our service about that. Then the second thing to note is that this is a communion service. Hopefully, when you came in, you picked up a communion package on your way in. Did anyone not receive one that would like to take communion in our worship today? If that's so, just raise your hand. We got one over here, Jeanette. Jeanette will come over and bring it to you. Jeanette, right over here, we got Jerry Wiley. Yep. Great. Thanks, Jeanette. And I'll guide you through our moment in which we're going to commune together in our worship service. We're just going to stay seated as we are and commune together as one body of believers in Jesus. Excellent. And then the last thing that I would share with you is, boy, just to talk about resurrection, new beginnings, the choir's coming back today. So we're going to hear them sing. I heard Peggy Malcolm say, yes. I just love how you lay it out there, Peggy. Yeah. And I think everyone was saying that. Everyone was saying, yes, they're back. So they're going to sing and lead us in worship as well today. So I think that does it for our announcements. Alleluia, Christ is risen. We're going to ask the congregation to rise for opening processional hymn, Jesus Christ is risen today.